This afternoon we have the opportunity of celebrating, of recognizing the importance of tradition and of paying respect to our ancestors.
One of the distinctive features of the Academy of Sinology is that it bridges the traditions of the East and the West. And when the Venerable Master decided to establish an institute here in the United Kingdom and here in Wales, he was mindful of the importance of the cultural traditions that we, as Welsh, also share with colleagues across the world. For tradition focuses upon meaning, collective meaning, and identity. Today we celebrate and remember our ancestors. We celebrate a Chinese traditional culture that has relevance to the world. We all have a duty to remember. We all have a duty to recall, to give thanks for what has been, to give thanks for all we have had from our ancestors, from our family, from our own tradition. We live in a global village through technology, through internet, that allows us to link the East and the West in seconds. But we should also remember, in linking the East and the West, that we pay regard to those traditions that go back 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. And today the ceremony that you will observe and some of us will take part in is an opportunity to bridge the traditions of the Eastern world and our own culture. Sometimes we forget the importance of symbols, of practice, of customs. These are the collective memories that we have as individuals, as civilizations, that mark us as individuals and people. The ancestor ceremony that you will observe today is an opportunity for us all to mark, to show respect to our ancestors, and to realize that the boundaries of time has no meaning in the context of love, of partnerships, and of understanding between individuals. Our memories are important. Our collective memories are key. Our future is based upon a better common understanding of where we've come from, what we stand for, and what are the values that we want to present to a new modern world. Cultural and religious diversity promotes a sense of belonging, and that belonging is at the heart of a harmonious world, a coming together of civilizations, of traditions, of cultures, to find a common cause, a common purpose. I'm mindful that the four givings that we have heard so much from the Venerable Master in his Dharma talks focuses upon the joy of giving faith, of giving joy, happiness, of giving hope, and of giving convenience. And as we today give thanks for our ancestors and for all they represented in our history and in our being, we should also focus upon the four givings, not only for the past, but also for our future. In my Christian tradition, faith, hope, and love is at the heart of my belief. And as we know from the various faith traditions here, the concept of love is central to them all. The customs we will observe today, the symbols that we see, will all remind us of the importance of linking the past to who we are today to secure a better future for tomorrow. The body-mind clearly states, if you believe and let go, then you can create a better tomorrow. And it is that what we focus on today. The ancestor ceremony is celebrating the past and of thanking for the past. But we also focus on tomorrow, on creating a better world. And we hope and pray that linking the traditions of the past will secure us a better understanding for creating a world of peace and of harmony, which is at the heart of the work of the Venerable Master and of this Institute of Sinology. We give thanks to the Venerable Master for the support that he has given in establishing in the United Kingdom an academy that bridges the East and the West, and that allows us to focus upon the best of our cultural traditions. The students of this academy, as they graduate, some will leave Wales, some will leave the United Kingdom, but they go back to their own countries, and they are ambassadors for peace, for love, and for harmony. And hopefully the experience of this academy has supported them on their journey. And now we remember our ancestors, the global ancestors that link the different traditions, and we give thanks for what they gave to us. Diolch yn fawr.